Welcome back to the All the Things podcast, you guys. I'm Jenna.
I'm Brie.
And today we're just doing a little catch up with y'all.
A long awaited catch up, a much needed catch up.
It's the season two catch up.
Yeah, that's a lot of catch up.
We're gonna really unpack all of our trauma and like, no.
Okay, wait. No. I was about to say, I'm not prepared to unpack.
This is a deep dive.
Trauma. No, I'm kidding. I've got way too much trauma to unpack. Just kidding. So obviously we had an episode last week to like kick off season two, spooky season, whatever. But now it's like we owe you guys a little bit of a catch up. I mean, we left you hanging for like 3 months with no warning.
Coffee and ketchup.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Except it sounds like ketchup, yeah, not catching disgusting. Up. How about coffee and catching up?
Oh,
that's cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe not.
I was wrong.
The judgment in Bree's eyes really humbled me.
Oh my gosh. No, I do like it.
Oh, did you hear that? Hold on. Yeah. I gotta put the eggs in.
Go.
That possum whistle.
I'm screaming. I just found one of my red glitter sparkles from my Harley Quinn costume on your couch.
Oh, I found many.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's hilarious.
I was working out last night and I found one of your Harley Quinn sparkle on the floor and I thought it was so cute.
Let's see. Well, that's something we can tell them. Our costume this year.
Yeah, they turned out pretty good.
Yeah. She was the Joker as well as Cole.
Yes, we were the same. Okay, hold on. I'm salty about this. I'm not salty anymore, but I was a little salty.
Cuz weren't you supposed to be that
right,
version?
Right. So, we decided let's be villains. That's the theme this year. Villains, whatever villain you want to be.
Yeah.
And even though, like, Heath Ledger's Joker is the greatest of all time.
Absolutely.
But we really like Jared Leto's take. It's just kind of fun and over the top. So, like, let's be Jared Leto's Joker. That'll be really fun.
Yeah.
And I put out the idea, like, you pick one of the clips and you dress as that version of him. And I decided that the nightclub scene was what I wanted because I just liked that vibe. You know, the button down, the bow tie.
Very,
I
like,
even looked
bougie.
For the gun holsters. Like, he had a cane, like, all this stuff. Well, then Cole decided to be the exact same version. Like,
I'm going to copy you.
You're like ripping off my idea. And I was a little salty at first, but it ended up being cheesy
really cool.
In a fun way, like that we were the exact same Joker.
Yeah.
And it turned out pretty good. So,
and being that my best friend was the Joker, I ended up being Harley Quinn.
Of course.
And my husband was a loser and did not dress up with us. And Cole was very upset.
Oh, Cole was really upset.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
I get
it.
It
ruined
but...
my night.
And then I almost said something at the party. Because it was so – he was like, I'm going to be mad at you all night. I'm not going to talk to you. And then, like, they immediately were playing games and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It was
like,
funny.
Immediately starts harassing him,
which,
of course.
It was very strange, though, because I don't know if he was just too tired or what, but, like, he had zero motivation to do
which
anything.
Which is surprising, because normally he, like, full-on commits.
Oh, yeah. Like, more so than any of us. And
yeah.
I was like, okay, so whatever.
It's okay.
But it was fun.
Yeah.
And apparently I've left glitter all over your house, so I apologize. It was – I should have taken a picture. I'm not kidding. My bathroom looked like Harley Quinn just vomited everywhere.
How did you get that glitter to stay?
Glitter primer stuff on your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Because most of it did stay. Like,
well,
a couple
it
little,
stayed really
yeah,
well
I was
on
impressed
because
I did not think it was.
Except for that one rogue one glued to your tear duct. Like.
Literally right there. And when as soon as you pointed it out, every time I blinked, I felt it.
You could
it.
Feel
it.
Oh,
and I didn't even notice it before.
No.
But also, I the amount of scrubbing I had to do when I got home.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, makeup wipe. It'll be fine. Literally 7 makeup wipes later and cotton balls with like makeup removing. Oh, it was so painful. And then I just looked like I had been crying all night. I mean, I was just like red streaks everywhere. It was cute. Really cute.
Well, you know, Cole covered his entire torso in the tattoos, placed them exactly like Jared Leto's character.
He did that very well.
And he thought he was just going to like wash them off. I was like, no, you're going to have to scrub those off.
Like,
or just let them wear off over like a week or so. Cause my mom used to let me get, you know, those little booklets of tattoos and I wear them all over the place. I'm like, no, you got to scrub.
Yeah.
So he spent like half an hour in the shower with a washcloth just scrubbing. His whole body was red.
Oh,
there's still
no.
One down his rib cage. He was like, I'm too tired to keep doing this.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Felt
bad for him. But the next day he went to work and only one of them kind of peeks out of the collars like, you'll be fine. But he still had, and I don't know why, because all of my eyeshadow came off. He still had like dark eyeshadow around his eyes. And people asked him at work, like, do you have eyeliner on? I was like, no, it's just leftover makeup.
I'm trying a new look.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was fun. We went over to a friend's house and had, what's it called?
Frogmore stew or low country boil. It's the same thing.
That's what I hear it called.
Yeah.
Because I was very, to be honest, I was concerned there were actually frogs in it. Like, not even joking. Not like when we were there, obviously. But when you kept saying it before, we're going to have frogmore stew. I was like, that sounds disgusting. But okay.
I wondered why you were really unenthusiastic about it.
I was very hesitant. Not for
everybody.
Yeah.
Frogs.
And then as soon as I got there and saw it on the, he was like, yeah, okay, everybody come make a plate. I looked over and I'm like, okay.
Shrimp, corn, sausage.
Yeah.
Potatoes.
It was
potatoes
great.
Potatoes. So fantastic. Good. Yeah. It was delicious.
No frogs. Thankfully.
No frogs.
Yeah. Oh, okay. And then a girl there, who was it that made the Disney coleslaw?
Oh, Sammy. Oh,
that
coleslaw was so good.
So she made this coleslaw she found the recipe on Pinterest, and it included chopped up yellow bell peppers and green, like Granny Smith apples.
Yes.
I was so impressed.
Like that was the only reason I tried it.
Yeah.
Because it didn't smell or look like traditional coleslaw.
Yeah. It wasn't.
And you told me, like, if you're ever going to try coleslaw, this is the one to do it with.
It was very so good. Mm-hmm. And I'm already like, I've already tried to find it. I didn't look very hard.
Delish.
So whatever. But I need to find that recipe.
Yeah.
Speaking of Pinterest recipes.
Yeah.
As I was looking for this, I have a question.
Okay.
I don't know if anybody has ever made this realization, but I get very annoyed when I'm looking on Pinterest and I click on a recipe and it's just this whole life story.
You know, there are
this
memes
whole blog
about that.
Post yes. About when I was 7 and my family did this and da da da. Like, no, just give me the recipe.
I literally used to do that on my blog too.
No,
Jenna. Oh my gosh, yes.
Like, I'm okay with a little blurb of a story,
right?
But like, if I'm scrolling and scrolling and my thumb's getting sore and I'm like, where is the recipe? Where are the ingredients? I want to know the prep time.
Yes. Jump to recipe. I always look for jump to recipe.
And a lot of them don't have that anymore.
So many don't.
And I'm like, I didn't ask for this. I didn't sign up for this.
That's I was funny a participant that you... in that though.
Oh, no.
Because I used to blog.
Yeah.
Before I was like, I can't do this anymore. This is just not my jam. And I used to share recipes. It was the only thing I shared, but I did share recipes. And I would do the same thing because that's how recipe posts
that
were. Like
the,
you share a story behind it. And I remember like the last one I shared was like, I can't do this. Here's the recipe. Like, I was just like, what story am I supposed to share about, you know, this sausage and rice? Like, it's food. Enjoy it.
Yeah. If you're looking for a recipe, here it is.
Mm-hmm.
I wish more people were just like, here you go.
You know, here's some pretty pictures of it. Here's the recipe. I love it if they share the nutrition information so I don't have to figure that out on my own. Like,
or here's an idea. Put your story at the bottom. Like, give us the recipe first.
Yeah.
And then if you want to keep scrolling and read about the love behind it, go for it.
And maybe just keep the story like a single paragraph.
Right.
Instead of 7.
You know?
Yeah.
So there's, if you're a food blogger out there,
and I say this as a participant, like, it was a bad idea. Why were we doing this? Because I didn't even enjoy writing those posts, let alone reading it. Like,
right.
Who cares?
No, I'm sure
for real. Literally.
I would have enjoyed yours, but
nobody,
literally nobody is asking.
We do not care.
Yeah. Nobody asked for this. Keep it to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little thing. Well, what kind of, do you have any life updates that you would like to share with our 5 friends?
Five.
Oh,
return of the joke.
I had to, you know,
if you're one of the OG 5.
With your nails.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I started wearing almond shaped nails.
I love almond shade.
And I'm really digging it.
Yeah.
I like it. I feel sassy.
Yeah, it is.
It changes
sassy.
My entire personality. Yeah. Like, talking with my nails.
Oh, no.
Click, click, click.
Ooh, ASMR, do it on the mat.
Is it going to?
Maybe. We'll see.
Hopefully it's not too loud. There's your ASMR. Hope
like
that relaxed
so
you in some way. life update?
Yeah.
What's the life update?
I don't know.
I don't think I have a life update.
Okay.
That's how out of it I am. You know what we forgot to buy? Although it's November, this is the perfect time.
Okay.
The sweatshirts with the little skeleton girl that says dead inside but caffeinated.
Oh,
we have to order those.
Yeah, we do.
Because it's true.
It is very true, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dead inside but caffeinated. But very caffeinated. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Oh, God, you know what? When I forget to get decaf anything, it just wrecks me for an entire day.
How do you even?
I start
decaf
shaking.
Is not in my vocabulary.
I know that I have a caffeine high when I start having to take deep breaths, like to aerate my lungs. I'm like, whoa.
Okay.
This is hitting me hardcore.
I was at work. This was Saturday, last Saturday, and I missed my Starbucks run. So I went downstairs to get breakfast from the cafeteria, got a coffee drink that was horrific, but I drank it anyway because I was just so desperate. And then I'm just feeling really strange. And I almost feel that feeling when your sugar is too low, your blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very like you said, I had to take deep breaths and I felt very weak. And it wasn't until I was starting an IV and the girl, one of the ultrasound techs was waiting at the door to take the patient. And I was like, give me 2 seconds. Actually I said 2 minutes because that's more realistic. Yeah. 2 minutes, I'll be done. Just give me 1 second. And I'm like literally shaking, trying to put this needle in. And then I'm like, I literally have not had a bite of food all day. I've not had a sip of water. All it is just caffeine running through my veins. And I'm trying to poke somebody with a needle. Probably not the safest. So I felt bad for the patient. I didn't even address it. I should have to make a joke and make it light. But she was probably thinking, dear Lord, this is the first day. Like, I mean, I got it, but I was shaking the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked terrified. But no, it was just caffeine.
Okay, here's an update.
Okay.
Here's a realization I had about me messing with my ugly air dried hair. I had a realization recently from our trip to Nashville.
Okay.
About the traveling part.
Okay.
So my entire life, particularly as an adult, like as I've aged, I always, okay, you can count on it, I get stopped at TSA. And they pat me down.
Yeah. Which is terrifying.
Like why? Why is this happening? I'm probably the least threatening person, you know? Every single time. Remember the fiasco of me missing my flight to New York? Because they had to swab my hands. Like, do I look like a drug addict? Do I look like I'm smuggling drugs right now? We flew to Nashville. Going there, they patted me down in the Savannah airport. Patted me down.
Whatever. And Cole just was fine.
Oh, yeah. Cole, no, it was fine. And you can't argue that, well, you had sweats on because, you know, that can be – he had sweats on too.
And they just let him
didn't pat him down at all. Okay, fine. Whatever. This happens every time. On our way back, so we're leaving Nashville, they separated us and made
me
go down a different line and patted me down again. Okay?
I would have lost that. I would have been like, literally, why?
And it was right after that one as I was walking into the terminal. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, terminal.
Terminal. Sorry about the beeping. My eggs are done cooking.
Should you go get them?
I will in a second. I got to tell this.
Okay.
I had an epiphany. I have nervous energy. I look guilty because I'm an anxious person.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. So if I can just calm myself down
and just and realize like on the place,
why, you know, I mean, I can't help it. I try my best to
breathe.
No, like, have control over my anxiety. But anybody who struggles with that knows that it can really take hold of you if you don't keep your mind very clear and you know what grounding techniques work for you. And I am a nervous Nelly. So anytime I'm traveling, it just really affects me. And it makes me look like I'm a criminal, I guess. I don't know.
That's fantastic. Yeah. A good realization, though. And now it's like you can put it to the test the next time that you travel. She went to get her eggs. What kind of eggs are you having?
What do you mean?
Like, how did you make
them? Oh.
I'm having robin eggs.
I'm having a little bitty robin eggs. I boiled them.
Okay. What's it called when they're like in the water?
Poached.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I never remember that one.
Cole's poached eggs before.
You did a pretty good job.
I think I've tried and I love a runny egg. You put a runny egg on top of like some potatoes and a protein.
No, I can't.
Delicious.
Literally no.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately no. Wait, did you know that was Justin Bieber and James Corden?
Yes.
I did. So there's this
I've seen what I needed to see.
Yeah. there's this TikTok account and the guy like shows you the original clip from audio that has gone viral. And I don't know, I just never recognized the voice. And so when I saw that, I was like, that's literally what I'm listening to. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to check my list. I made a little list. Okay.
You made a list?
I did make a list.
I intended to make a list.
I only made a list because you said.
But I had an emergency today.
That's an update.
I woke up and discovered that my computer only had 30% battery left and my charger no longer worked. And
that's a problem.
So I had all this client work to finish with 30% battery. And I was stressing hardcore. I miraculously, after my computer died, managed to get the exposed wire charger actually charging my computer. And I'm afraid to touch it now because I don't want it to stop working.
I just acted out being electrocuted.
Yeah, she just acted out being shocked to death. So it's over there charging now. And I don't want to touch it.
I don't blame you.
I did order a new one, though. I was like, do this because if it doesn't charge, like, I have work tomorrow.
That's like your life.
That's my computer is, everything's in there. So I ordered a charger on Amazon. Shout out to Amazon. We love Prime. It'll be here tomorrow.
You texted me at the perfect time because I had literally, my plan was go to Bluffton, get my nails done, give myself enough time to do that and grab food. But I wasn't able to make an appointment at this new nail salon that I found. And I was worried, like, last time I had to sit for, like, 30 minutes before they could see me. Luckily, today wasn't busy. But anyway, so I left my house a little bit later than I wanted to, went to Urban Nest, got some coffee. Their white pumpkin, they have cold brews now, and it's changed the game. Because every once in a while, I mean, I like their coffee okay, but it really upsets my stomach every time. And like, bad. Like their dirty chai that I love. I just can't handle it. All of a sudden they added cold brews and it's amazing. White pumpkin cold foam cold brew. I got that. I was turning at the light to go over the Broad River Bridge. And I'm like on the other side of the bridge and I get your text. Mm-hmm. And I was like, thank God. And I like whipped it around right there. Gosh. I was right there at the light. So that was good.
That would have been a disaster.
Remember when I was like over halfway here and I forgot my, it was when we were using the other microphone. You did not have one yet. And I was like, literally, I have to go back.
I remember that.
Yeah. Cause when we first started this, we just did it from our phone, but that was just
atrocious.
Pretty low quality.
This is better. This still isn't like
this. It's still atrocious.
Just not as top tier right now, but it is better than when we started. Yeah. But that's how everything is.
Yeah.
Whenever you start something, the first time you do it or the first few times, it's never great, no matter what it is. Yeah. Like the first year you're doing something, just expect it to be horrendous. Expect to look back on that time and be
cringe.
So embarrassed.
Yeah.
But know that, you know, you'll grow.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're growing.
I do listen to old episodes sometimes and I'm like, oh, I'm awkward or like, it's weird. You know?
Oh, update.
Okay.
We've made it to chapter 18. Where are you? Wow. Wow. You've not read any of the book.
I'm in chapter 2 still. Okay. I'm sorry. I work tomorrow and I'm off Thursday. So that'll be my, force me.
Yeah. No.
Text me Thursday and remind me.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Cool.
Like, I would love to do that, but I know that I will forget. That's what I mean. It's not going to happen. If I agree to it, I'll feel bad because I know that I'll forget.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Something. My shirt. Oh, thank you.
Take heart. What a great
reminder. Is that what it says? Oh. What did you think it said?
I don't know. I thought it said live something.
Live?
No, it says take heart.
Oh, I love
it. It's very nice.
Yeah. I didn't even know my own shirt said. So my apartment complex has been a little like
sketcheroo.
A bit. Mm-hmm. We got an email from like the apartment manager saying, I'm sure some of you have noticed the eviction that's taking place because apparently they had to evict somebody.
Oh my.
And it was like this big to-do and they had to they were trying to explain it in the email, the reason why all of their belongings were literally outside of the building, they have to do that, and it has to be there for 48 hours before someone can actually come and remove it to give them the opportunity.
Right.
And I never saw this. I guess it was on the other end. But then I started being, like, super nosy, and I'm like, ooh, I would have, like, driven around and,
yeah,
like, you know, just take a peek, which is so nosy, but whatever. Well, then I get home one day. This was a few weeks ago, and you know, like, when you're pulling into the complex, you see there's, like, that pond mm-hmm. on the side. Okay. The building on the other side of that, there are, like, 5 police vehicles surrounding this one the first story apartment. And I was like, that doesn't look so good. And then I go around, and when you pull into where my building is, you can see on the back side of that apartment. And there are 3 more vehicles, so there's 8 total.
Yeah.
And the police officers are escorting, like, 2 or 3 men to the car. And I'm like, what is happening? So then they send out another email to, like, save face, I guess. And they're like, our apartment complex is very safe. Don't be alarmed. Like, they were there looking for someone that no longer lives here. I'm like, then what about the 3 men?
Why were they escorting those men away?
What's going on? I'm very nosy. Obviously, I don't know anything about what happened. But, and then I thought, and I might have just been losing my mind, or, like, I heard the dumpster truck or something. I don't know. But I'm convinced I heard 2 gunshots, like, last week.
And possible.
Like, oh, for sure possible.
Yeah.
And I was like, interesting. So then yesterday, was this yesterday?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. What's today? Tuesday. No, mm-hmm. So this was Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I go out to church, and I look to the right. It's like the building, not right next to us, but the one on the other side. And there's, like, yellow caution tape everywhere.
Oh, somebody shot someone.
I know. Well, so that was my first thought.
I live where somebody was shot. Like, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Somebody died.
Well, I thought that. But then today, there's still the caution tape, and it looks like a tree fell. So I'm like, maybe that's what, I don't know.
It's all a conspiracy.
I know. It's just a very, like, and right around spooky season, I was just like, what is happening? But at least they won't raise our rent.
I mean, that is a positive.
Just saying.
That's definitely positive.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Well, I was going to say, that's the thing about living in an apartment complex, or, I mean, I think it can be a little different. Like, where we live, ours are condos. So people own the unit they're in rather than just renting
it. Does everybody own it?
No. Oh. Some of the people that own them just rent them out. It's just, you know, and they live out of state. And it really does bring riffraff.
It does, yeah.
People with ill intentions.
You just never know.
You just never know. And then sometimes the people around you are just inconsiderate. Yep. Example, my desk that I work from faces the living room where the French doors are. And I can see out to the back. I see people walking by every day. I know who comes and goes at certain times every day. It's become like a thing
creepy
for
men
me.
Like, standing at your window.
Oh, yeah, there's that too.
5 minutes.
I'm just doing my work. And I hear a very loud crash. And at first I thought someone fell down the stairs, and I was deeply concerned. Like, do I need help? But I didn't hear any screaming or, like, calling for help or, like, crying in pain. Like, okay. And then I noticed out the window a mass. And as I'm figuring out, like, oh, that's a trash bag. Here comes another one hurling down.
Please tell me.
My upstairs neighbors were throwing their full bursting garbage bags over the edge instead of just walking them down, and they were landing right on my bushes. Like, I'm sorry. That is just so wildly inconsiderate. And they only live one flight
up.
It's one flight. Like, you can't carry your garbage bags down one flight of stairs. And it's not the first time they've done this. They'll dump, when they're done with the drink, they'll dump it over the edge, and it'll get all over our plants. Like, coffee or beer get all over our plants. Like, I just don't understand.
I'm not okay with this. I would write them a very unkind letter.
It's just rude.
That is, you know, absolutely uncalled for.
I know.
Okay, another apartment thing. Mm-hmm. Not mine, thankfully.
Mm-hmm.
This was on TikTok. You might have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
A girl was nosy like I am.
Yes.
And she started videoing. She heard her upstairs neighbors, like, screaming at each other. Rah! Like, freaking out, fighting. And then all of a sudden, there are, like, 7 gunshots. Like, right above her. And you can see her demeanor change. And she's just like, I think I just witnessed a murder. Like, she's freaking out. So then there was an update post. She walked outside. There was blood on the sidewalk and caution tape everywhere. And there was a news story about it. Like, someone actually was killed right above her.
That's so tragic.
I know. And I was just like,
and so I saw that. You just never know who's around.
You really don't.
But that's also true in a standard neighborhood where have single anywhere. Family home. You never know.
Yeah.
You just, who knows?
Did I ever tell you about the story? I don't know if I ever told you this. And if I did, it wasn't on the podcast. The neighborhood we used to live in was not a lovely the one. In,
were you and Steven?
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Oh, yes, I know. The Tim Burton neighborhood?
Yeah. So
we literally, I don't know if we've ever said this, but the neighborhood they lived in, at least the first half of it,
yeah,
looks like it was something crafted out of a Tim Burton movie.
It's terrifying.
The houses all were like kind of colorful and really small, and there wasn't a single identical. Tree. And the, like, yeah, and they're just like lined up. It was creepy as heck.
Once you went to the back of the neighborhood,
totally
the houses were different and normal, but still like in the same creepy. So there's this guy that would walk the neighborhood just constantly, and if I passed him, I would see, like, I'm driving to my house and I would pass him and I'd look in the rearview mirror, and every time he would like turn around and just stare and watch my car, and like I felt like he was making note of what I drive. It just made me really uncomfortable.
Very creepy.
And one day he was walking and I didn't see him, and he saw me turn into my house. So now he knows that's mine. And I just felt like really uncomfortable. And then all of a sudden, and this was like weeks later, I had already forgotten about this creepy man. I get a friend request on Facebook, and it is this person, and he's holding like this huge gun, like military gun, in his profile picture. And I was just like, he's going to kill me. Like,
how did he even know who
I don't
you
know.
Were? He must have looked up by your address.
I was so scared. And so I blocked him immediately. I told Steven about it. I was like, if you ever see this man like around our house, because
that's so unsettling.
Yeah. And there was a lot of, I mean, at the time I was working night shift, mm-hmm. and so I was home alone a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I just, it freaked me out. Thankfully nothing happened, obviously, but I was like, how do people find you?
I know.
I don't need, I was terrified. So,
yeah,
that's creepy. Anyway, should have told that one on the spooky episode.
I called my dentist. They're going to fix this.
Good.
The wire.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Good.
I went and had my teeth cleaned before.
Do you have to wait?
Yeah, I have to wait till the 11th.
Oh.
But I have orthodontic wax, which I have eaten every day by accident.
Oh, look.
Oh, my.
Sorry.
I have my teeth cleaned at the end of September, and they loosened my permanent retainer on the back. And over the course of a month, the entire edge of it popped up and just shredded my tongue. So now I have orthodontic wax on there, except that every time I eat, I forget to take it out. And then I'll be like, what's that minty taste? And then it's too late. I've swallowed it. But I looked it up. Orthodontic wax is actually meant to dissolve as it's in your mouth. It's meant essentially for you to consume it. It won't hurt me.
Okay, good.
So I'm like, okay, because I was starting to worry, like, I'm going to get a buildup of like this wax.
This wax ball in your stomach that won't. I want to know your opinion on something.
Okay.
Are you, okay, what type of person are you? Do you like Christmas music and everything before Thanksgiving?
No.
Or are you strictly after Thanksgiving?
After.
Okay.
Or what's the point?
Okay.
Like, it's not Christmas.
Right.
So it's, I think it's ridiculous.
Okay. I'm somewhere in the middle,
because
I know people, like, I have a friend who literally is like, on Halloween night, like when it hits midnight, everything's Christmas.
Wow.
Which is, I'm like, okay, like, fine, but probably not me. But I'm also not strictly, like, I want to get myself in the holiday spirit, like, gradually. But I saw a TikTok, I almost tagged you, and it was so funny. This guy was like, coming from the other end of the spectrum, like, everything is Christmas right away. And he was like, your argument is absurd. Like, he listed all the things, like, why, who's it hurting? Like, I should be able to, whatever. And then he was like, he made a joke, and he was like, well, Christmas is all about Jesus. So you can celebrate Jesus all year long. It doesn't have to be, like, in December. And then he goes, and Jesus, crap, I wish I saved it so I could play it. He basically was saying, Jesus was alive and he took a break for 3 days and then he was alive again. So he can celebrate Christmas, take a break for Thanksgiving, and then go back to celebrate. And the way he delivered this video, it was so funny. I just wanted to know your opinion. Because I figured you were going to be like, no, not until after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Which,
I'm just
fair enough.
Because, I mean, it's not Christmas time.
Right.
You're just pretending it's Christmas time.
Now, do you...
Which but, sucks the fun out of it for me.
Okay. But, like, are you one of those people that are so strict about it? And, like, if you hear someone playing something, like, if you're in the car with somebody and they play, like, a Christmas song, you're just like, no, turn it.
Immediately, no.
Really?
Really.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, what are we doing right now? No.
I mean...
It's November. Right. We've not even celebrated Thanksgiving. That music is reserved for the month of December.
But why?
Because that is Christmas time.
Well, what if I want to listen to a Christmas
song? Well, what if I just randomly want to celebrate my birthday in January? March. Like, it's not my birthday.
But you could.
Yeah, but that's so ridiculous.
No,
I think that's absolutely absurd.
Okay.
And it just ruins the fun of that period of time. Like, you could enjoy all that fall is,
mm-hmm.
which extends through Thanksgiving.
Right.
Pumpkins and pumpkin spice and maple this
See,
and that.
That's
and
like, the thing, though. I enjoy those at the same time.
And then you get to celebrate Christmas time, yeah. which is all winter and twinkle lights and cocoa and peppermint. And if you start that in November, you totally skip the fall fun.
I definitely don't start it. Like, right now, I'm not ready for that.
Yeah.
But as we get on into November, mm-hmm. I might listen to some, like, here and there. I have no problem with sipping on a pumpkin spice latte and listening to Christmas music, like, at the same time.
Oh,
like,
gosh.
It just, because it's the whole, to me, the no holiday vibes way. Are, like, just all the months combined. It's
no.
just, like, everything, so.
No.
Well, okay. Yes.
<Mm-mm>.
No for you. But no.
Big no for me.
The thing that grinds my gears is when I'm trying to go shopping for fall home decor at TJ Maxx, Target, Hobby Lobby in October, and all the fall stuff is already put away and Christmas everywhere.
See, that is that, the equivalent of listening to Christmas music in November or putting up your Christmas tree in November.
That's oh, yeah,
the same
no.
thing
I
as
will
walking
put,
into TJ Maxx
no, no,
and
no.
it's October and you're like, spooky season, and they've got Christmas
yeah,
gnomes
I
out.
Will not put my Christmas tree up.
Yeah.
The mm-hmm. the farthest I will go is occasionally sprinkling. Sprinkling.
Sounds like that Sneaky Link song.
Sprinkling in some like holiday music, but no, I will not do a Christmas tree. Now, will I leave it up the whole month of January? 110%.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
a
I want to hold
maybe
on
a
to
week
that.
Or two into
oh,
January.
No, the whole month. Mm-mm. I want to just hold on to it.
Because it's not even the same year
I
anymore.
Don't care. Still winter. Anyway, I had a feeling I knew your answer, but I just yeah. wanted to know for the pod. And then, okay, something I found. I'm going to share a few things that I'm just, like, loving.
Mm-hmm.
This is not, I'll say the best for last, in my opinion. But Kristen S. hair products, I'm so obsessed
with. They smell so good.
They smell so amazing. They leave my hair, I mean, it is definitely wash day, like, 2 days ago. But anyway, on a normal day, my hair feels so amazing and, like, yeah. soft. And it really, she's got, like, awesome products for curly hair and everything. So I found that at Target. The first product I tried was the rose gold stuff.
Yeah.
And you
I
got
still
me,
have some
yeah,
in the shower, yeah.
You got me hooked on that. And I tried it to see if it would still, like, work a little bit on my lighter pieces. And it does not. So that's sad. Mm. I miss my rose gold hair. But, yeah, I love the Kristen S. stuff. And then I found this really cute pop socket. I'm happy
it's
about
very
it.
Boho.
It's very boho.
We love the boho vibes.
Yeah. And it reminds me of all the baskets that I love to put my plants in. So, I mean, whatever. It's super cute. I'll put a picture of it on our stories because I think I saw them first on Etsy, but they're like yeah. ridiculous expensive. And like shipping is $7 for one of these. And I'm like, no. So Amazon it was. But like it just, with the green and like it just feels like plant vibes, you know?
Get that on Amazon.
I get everything on Amazon. Last thing.
Yes.
These items are for sure on the top of my Christmas wish list, and I'm going to show you. So And this is such a random person to have this kind of line. I don't know what happened or like why, but good for her. Drew Barrymore has a whole like kitchen line out.
Oh, I know. I'm getting the toaster.
Oh my gosh,
I'm getting the white and gold toaster.
Okay, so your white and gold. I love
yes.
the green.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
I'm obsessed. So it's called, she's got sage green. There's, I want to, okay.
So aesthetic.
Various. And yeah. I want to go back. Like I have a Keurig right now. And it's this really pretty like sand color. And it's mm-hmm. great. But I'm not a fan. It makes my coffee too watery.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like it. And I don't like not controlling how strong it is. So I want to go back to a regular coffee maker. And it's just so cute.
It's beautiful.
With the handle and everything.
Yeah.
And then, so she's got, let me, I'm going to read out some of the things. An air fryer, a blender, a coffee maker. There's a tea kettle, a toaster, like a toaster oven kind of thing. I have most of those on my wish list. And then she's got like pots and pans too. Look at the Dutch oven. There's a 6-quart cast iron Dutch oven.
It's so pretty.
It's just really beautiful.
Yeah.
So that is for sure on the top of my Christmas list. And I was just laughing at myself the other day because I'm like, I know I've officially arrived to adulthood because my dad texted me.
We're getting excited about pots and pans.
I know. Pots and pans. And guess what else?
What?
The number one thing I asked my dad for, I wanted WeatherTech floor mats for my car. And I'm so excited about them because I cannot stand my carpet mats. And I'm constantly at the car wash, vacuuming out. And I can't stand it. And if I get like the slightest little stain, I'm like very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I was told about WeatherTech and I'm just like, absolutely. And they're like laser, like cut to the, like your car. I'm super excited. So yeah, floor mats and pots and pans. That's adulthood for you.
I hate gift giving so much.
I love it.
Oh, it's the bane of my existence.
I really have to.
It'll ruin the holiday for me.
Oh my gosh.
Hate it.
I have to really.
I'm not a big fan of receiving gifts either.
And it kills me. Like, I have to really reel it in. I think I've on two occasions given you something. And
yes.
I apologize.
Really sweet. And like, I was so touched by it.
You weren't annoyed?
No.
Okay,
no,
good.
I was not annoyed. I'm not like an ogre. I just.
How dare you get me a gift?
Like, especially. Okay. If you're having a birthday get together and people
yes.
have given you gifts and you kind of have to open them in front of
it's
people.
Awkward.
Like, I don't want any part of this.
Yeah.
Christmas is like that.
Yeah.
You know, everybody takes turns. You're like, this is so stressful. Like, I don't want to sit here and be watched while I open a
yeah.
gift, you know?
Because, yeah. Then you're, like, pressured to react a certain
yeah.
way. Well, both times I have given you a gift, I just gave you the bag
yes.
and I left.
And so I was able to just, like, oh, how
yeah.
sweet.
And
open
and I left
it, like, privately. I'm like, that's
yeah.
really sweet and be touched by it.
Okay.
But even more so than that, do not ask me to give you a gift. I don't care who you are.
Ask you
like,
to give you a gift?
Yeah, when you look at Christmas time, like Cole loves to give gifts.
Yeah.
Loves it. And there's a slight expectation, even though he says no, because he loves it so much.
He wants
like,
something.
We're going to exchange gifts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, because it absolutely ruins the entire holiday for me because I have to spend all this time beforehand thinking of what to get you.
Yeah.
Like, what am I supposed to get you?
Yeah.
That you don't already have? And how would I know what's in your head that you want if you don't say it?
That's true.
And so then I have to find it, buy
it, stressful.
Wrap the thing, and then like await you opening it. And I
see?
Loathe every single second of all of
and
that.
And I'm obsessed with every single second of
no.
that. I will not freely offer up a wish list. That's awkward. Like, mm-hmm. I will not ask. I do not expect anything from anybody. But since my dad asked, I was like,
yeah.
oh, sure, I'll give you some, you know, little ideas.
I will put together a wish list and then for myself and tell no one and then decide which thing I'm going to buy myself.
Oh, yeah. I do
you
that
know?
Too.
But like, no.
But like if someone asks, I'm going to be like, okay, sure.
I did a couple of years ago, though, just because Cole was insisting, like, we have to do gifts. Like, it's
uh-huh.
it's mandatory. And so I was like, okay, here's my idea. You put together a list on Amazon.
Ooh.
And once you put together, we're not allowed to, like, look again, and you won't know what you're getting off the list.
Oh, that's
but then
fun.
I know it's something that you liked.
That's really fun.
And within a certain price range, you might get several things, right?
Yeah.
And so we did that for each other, and that way we knew for certain we'd both be thrilled.
And how was that for you? Was it?
It was less stressful. I still didn't like it.
Okay.
But it at least eliminated the stress of me having to figure out. That's what I hate about gift giving. Why should I have to figure out what someone else would want. That makes no sense to me.
See, and that's like so fun for
me. And I would never want to inflict that upon another person.
Oh my gosh.
I don't understand.
Okay.
I'd rather go and do something with that person, like spend quality time.
Yeah, like make a memory. That's fun too.
So this year we agreed no presents, like for real.
Do you really think he's actually not going to get you anything though?
Yeah, because we are taking whatever we're saving for Christmas and we're leaving. We're going off to spend Christmas weekend away.
For some reason, I thought you were going to say to Spain. And I'm like, I'm literally coming with you.
That's what it looked like was about to come out of your mouth.
With the carry-on.
Okay. We're going to Chattanooga. So
yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
I love gift giving. Not just around Christmas time. All the
time. I know. And I think that's so sweet.
And it's not just like for occasions either. Like if I see something that reminds me of Ashley, or like if I know, oh, I think she'll really like that, I have to. Mm-hmm. And I'm wise with my money and I'm frugal, but like also I will save up just for Christmas time.
Yeah.
And I go crazy. Like it's fantastic. And like, and I know here's the thing, because I know there's a fine line. Obviously, I know Christmas is not about gifts. Christmas is not about anything but Jesus. And that's okay. But like, I'll focus on Jesus, but I also want to give gifts. I don't care. I don't want a single thing in return, but it gives me joy to share and just to gift.
That's things. Very nice.
And it's fun.
Very nice.
Yeah. Don't worry. I won't buy you anything, but I'm not promising
anything.
I don't
believe you.
Not making any promises. So there's that. But anyway.
I'm sorry. I was so tired.
Oh.
I was startled awake. Okay.
Okay.
Startled awake this morning by what I thought was the smell of smoke.
Oh, that's terrifying.
So, of course, that's concerning.
Yeah. Just a little.
Maybe it's my personality type, but like the moment something is actually potentially dangerous, I'm like the calmest I've ever been in my life, like assessing.
Yeah.
So calm to the point I didn't even jump out of bed. I just laid there and sniffed for a while and like waited. Like, you know, sometimes it might be that you were dreaming.
Right.
And it's not real.
Yeah.
So you gotta just wait and see, is it in the present? I listened for sirens, listened for anybody, you know, shouting fire. Were there any fire alarms going off? Maybe in a different building. So like my building was okay. And eventually the smell of smoke disappeared. I could still smell it. Maybe it was just me. And it went away and I was like, forget this, I'm going back to bed. I was literally laying on my back, which you're not supposed to do, right? Because then the sleep paralysis demons.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot. I was on my back just like, I can smell smoke.
And that was one of those demons.
It was hell.
Wow.
So anyway,
I was when I heard that on that podcast, I was like, I sleep on my back a lot. Or I'll at least like lay on my back. And I'm like, that's terrifying.
Yeah, but that makes no sense.
I know. The thing though.
But as a kid, did you ever like you refused to put your foot out from under the covers
because
you just knew whatever was under the bed was gonna get you?
If
even
an inch of me,
when you entered the room there was nothing in there. What is it about the lights being turned off?
I don't know. I get a kick out of those videos where it's like, again, sorry, going back to TikTok, I'm pathetic. They go and they like stand for a second and they turn off the light and run and you see like the shadow behind them. Or
I used to do that.
Yeah, me too. Especially upstairs. Absolutely not. There is no time wasted.
Oh,
I am booking it.
I become, what's his name? Usain Bolt?
Yes. And I'm like hands and
two at a time.
Yes.
Running
like
upstairs.
Boom, boom. And then there's
flip the light on when you get upstairs. You can't get me now. Like,
and then there's another video. It's probably the same guy.
Yeah.
And he's running and he's like going through all the doors and all the lights are off and you see the shadow and he hops into bed and as soon as he pulls the blanket up, the shadow like stops at the end of the thing and goes,
like, darn,
and like snaps his fingers.
The blanket up.
So funny. But that's really what I believed as a child. Like, as long as I'm in my bed, I'm safe. Under the covers.
That's exactly what I thought too. And I don't understand why this is a universal thing, because as a child, no one told me that.
Absolutely
I never
not.
Watched it.
No.
I mean, when I was a kid, we didn't have TikTok and Instagram and all these things. So I wasn't
and my parents
exposed
definitely didn't
to it
let
online.
Me like watch scary stuff. Like,
I was very sheltered.
Yeah.
Protected from anything. Right. So,
so
where
why
did this
we
idea
that?
Come from?
Yeah. It's crazy.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's weird the things that are like that though. Every kid or like even as an adult, like things that we believe or like do. And it's like, where did I even learn that?
Maybe it's just innate in us because there is evil in the world.
Ooh, spooky.
Super spooky.
Spooky.
Have you ever woken up while your body's still paralyzed?
No.
Like, for sleep? Oh, I have.
No.
It's happened maybe twice in my entire life. And it's a terrible feeling.
Yeah, that's scary.
It's very
scary.
How
do you even? Ugh, no, I don't.
My only option was to, like, what's the word I'm looking for? It's just full acceptance, right? And I'm going back to sleep now because there was nothing I could do.
Ugh. Like, you genuinely cannot move a muscle?
Oh, no.
And you're aware.
Yeah, you're just laying there and you can try to move and nothing will happen.
I don't like that at all.
And so you're just like, you know what? I'm going to go back to sleep. I'm going to surrender. That's the word I was looking for. I'm going to surrender fully to this. Because the last thing you want to happen is that any adrenaline like
start panicking.
Kicks in before you have like full movement again. Because that would feel terrible.
I can't. I don't like any
and
of
so
that.
You just like, I'm closing my eyes. We're good. And you go back to sleep. And by the time, you know, you wake up, you're fine.
That has never happened.
And like when it happened, it's seconds are past. Just seconds.
Oh, good.
You're not like
okay.
Laying there awake for minutes. Although I know some people experience that where they become conscious and their body's like still.
So
but
just
for me,
seconds.
It was only a
That's
few
okay.
seconds. We're like, oh, I'm aware.
But I can't move.
So I cannot be conscious for this.
Yeah.
Going back to sleep. Like,
I'm out.
Yeah. Peace out.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's like that SpongeBob meme. All right, I'm out.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's terrifying. Yeah, thankfully that's never happened to me. Have I asked you this before on the podcast? Do you lucid dream or have you ever lucid dreamt? Okay, wait. Before you answer that question, is it dreamed or dreamt?
I believe it's dreamt. It
just sounds ghetto.
Dreamt?
Dreamt.
No,
I dreamt.
No, dreamed sounds
no,
ghetto.
No.
I
dreamt. Like, what the heck is that?
Well, you're
just throwing a T on the end
to
of
the
that?
Way you're saying it. Dreamt. Like, dreamt. I dreamt.
I still don't like it. No. Anyway, answer this.
Wait, what was the question?
Lucid dreaming. Have you ever lucid dreamt?
I think I've claimed that I have on this podcast before.
Okay.
I think I have. Remind me of what that is.
Like you're dreaming, you're asleep, but you know you're in a dream and you can kind of control.
Oh, yes. Remember our last spooky. Wait, was it our last spooky episode? No, but remember. Oh, ooh,
okay.
Yes. Okay,
ooh.
So I had this dream. I'm telling this again.
Okay.
I had this dream that an invisible presence opened my closet door.
I don't remember this.
Because I was laying on my left side, which faces the closet. Opened the closet door, and I couldn't see it,
okay,
right?
Okay,
but I
yeah.
could feel its presence. Like, that's creepy. And I couldn't move. But I started to feel frightened. And then the presence got on the bed with me, and I could see where the bed was, like, pressing down from their weight. And I started panicking more. And so in my dream, if you've ever had a scary dream, you start like forcing yourself to wake up. Wake up, wake up.
I can't
you
ever
have
do
to
that.
Wake up. And I forced myself to wake up and my eyes popped open and I could still see the presence moving because I was still like in my dream.
Girl, that didn't
and
lose
so,
the dream and that was us.
No, no, no. And so then what I started doing because my body wasn't fully, I started thrashing as hard as I could to get my body like mobile again and fully woke up from there because I sat up like, and it was gone because I, oh my gosh. But my eyes had already been open. It was so scary. My heart was racing, but it was just a dream. I just became semi-conscious during it.
Oh God. I don't like that at all, but I've never once
it was so
in
scary.
My dream knew to say like, no, wake up. Like what?
How oh, I've done that since I was a
how?
Kid.
Be
like,
how do you?
Yeah. I have to wake up now.
How do you decide that though?
Well, for me, it's usually that I have no other way out. You know, in a dream, you miraculously can find so many ways out of a sketchy situation.
No, I never can. I'm just
well,
always trapped.
Well, in my dreams, it's like something bad's happening. I'm like, yeah, I don't like this. And I'll change the narrative. And like, I'll keep changing it.
That's
except
so cool.
Like the main thing that's after me never changes. I just change our location, who else is there, what weapons I have. But
what?
I can never force myself to run. I don't know why. And so if I get into a spot where I'm like, I've cornered myself, there's nothing else I can change. In my dream, I will tell myself, wake up.
I want to do that.
Wake up. And sometimes it's like a, almost like a thrashing, like a mental thrashing, like forcing yourself to the surface again.
I'm like slapping myself in the face.
Yeah, and then you just wake up and I'm like,
jealous.
All right, I'm done with that. I don't want to dream
like
that.
I want to dream like that. Not scary.
But I mean, I never like purposed to. I just always have. So I don't know. I've always had a very creative mind. Maybe it has something to do with that. Like there's always something going on in there.
Yeah.
Remember when I dreamed I was in hell? I've had scary dreams since I was a little kid.
Okay.
Like terrible, terrifying dreams. I used to have
dreams that, you know, like the typical cartoon-esque version of like Judgment Day and you're like,
oh my
god, like you're on an elevator and really? You either go up or down. I used to have dreams. They would go all the time and I would start going up and I was just like, thank god. And then all of a sudden I would just drop out. Yes. Like I would be so relieved. Like I just, it's like I thought I was going to heaven, but I wasn't sure and I'm nervous. And then I start going up and I'm like, oh, thank you, Jesus. And then boom, I start going down.
I was a kid. I was, because I was always terrified. Like,
but in these dreams,
I saved,
did
I
you
know.
Actually end up in hell?
No,
in
I never.
Dreams?
No, yeah. I never ended up. But like,
when I was a kid, like in Sunday school or yeah. like in kids' church, every time they asked to like say the prayer, I said it because like I want to make sure. I want to make sure.
And every time I do that, I think that's not how this works. Like
I know
that's not how. That's
I know,
not
but
how
like,
any
just
of this
to be
works.
On the safe side. Like, I'm not going to raise my hand and let people know that right? I think I'm not saved, but, like, yes. I'm going to say the prayer. Because
yeah.
God knows.
Like, I thought everyone was always going to be raptured and I was going to be left behind. So, like, if I was ever alone in the house, I'd start running through the house
oh,
looking
yeah.
for somebody that I knew for sure was saved.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Because
if
they
were
here,
sure,
then
I'm good. But if I didn't know they were for sure saved, I'm like, we've both been left behind, okay?
Yeah. I used to do the same thing.
Yes.
So, one time, I don't remember if I was in the shower. This was the house that... We lived in Tennessee right before we
yeah.
moved to Florida. Nope. Tennessee before we moved here to South Carolina. And I remember walking around my house. All of a sudden, everybody's gone. And I was like, excuse me?
Mm-hmm.
This is not happening. I did not just get left behind. I was freaking out. Literally, nobody was in the house. Or so I thought.
Yeah.
And then I found everybody. Like, my sister and dad were hiding, and they just thought it was so funny. And I literally was in tears, and I'm like, I thought everybody went to heaven except for me. And then they felt so,
so
bad.
So sad.
But seriously, I would do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I would be like, if I can find somebody, like, if they're still here,
yep.
then that means it hasn't happened yet. Because
yes.
there's no way their
same.
Butt would still be on this earth.
Same.
Oh, my gosh. I still, like,
or, like, as a kid. I would ask my mom to pray for things because her prayers for sure worked better than mine.
Yes.
Like, it's not working. I need you to pray about
it. Yes. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I love the way kids' minds work.
I know.
Like, the innocence and, like,
yes.
the, now we're just all corrupt.
It's true.
Terrible people.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm just kidding.
I take back the arena.
I agree. We suck. Well, do you have anything else you'd like to share on our catch-up episode?
No.
Okay.
I can't think of anything. I will tonight when I'm lucid dreaming.
Oh, gosh.
Here are 10 things I could have talked about.
Well, in that case, just write them down and we'll do it for the next episode.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll get right on
Says
that.
Says the one who literally was, it was your idea to write, to make a note.
Listen, if my computer charger had worked,
right.
I would have
yeah.
been able to get all of my work done in You know what? Get out of my house.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, guys. Well, that's it.
That's our little coffee and catching up, except there was no coffee involved.
Yeah.
So, at least not for us.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoyed a pumpkin spice latte, and we're not listening to Christmas music because it's only November.
But
okay?
if you were, good
hey,
for
thanks,
you.
Bye.
Okay, bye. I never know how,
no,
we, how do we do
no,
it.
No, Brianna. I feel like when I'm salty with you, I should call you Brianna because it would bother you. Brianna.
Ew! That's not my name!
I know, that's the point.
I loathe that. Loathe entirely. What is that from?
Loathe entirely.
Oh, the Grinch.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, Christmas. Can't bring that up yet. Just kidding.
I'm such a Grinch.
You are.
I am kind of a Grinch, aren't
but
I?
But it's endearing. It's like an endearing, like, cute Grinch. That's
I'm gonna
not a Grinch
accept,
at all.
I'm gonna take that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're not a Grinch. You're my best friend.
That's very sweet.
Oh
Okay.
You're it my is... best friend too.
Thank you.
Do you know what that was just like?
What? When a guy tells you he loves you and you're like, thank you.
Do you know why? My brain was totally not engaged. I saw your lips moving and I didn't know what you'd said because I was still thinking about the Grinch thing. So I was like, yeah, that's sweet. No, you're my best friend too. And I love you very much.
I love you too. Okay. Well, we'll see you guys on the next episode.
No, you got to do it right. Okay. Have a fantabulous day.
Fantabulous? Okay.
I love cheesy stuff, man.
Yeah.
Anyway, when you're listening to this, it'll be Grinch. Thursday.
Ew, don't say that. Please don't. You're like flattered at first, and you're like, actually,
don't
no.
ever say that to me again.
Sorry, I take that.
It's Thursday, so happy Thursday. Hope you're having a great day. And on that note,
we'll see you next time.